Past four, Lucy Braden with you on Drive. And it's time to talk child safety and how we can best protect our little ones, our growing kids, from a world of harm. The Peter Underwood Centre, which focuses on the educational attainment of young people, has developed two short courses around children's rights, safety and child abuse awareness prevention. And these courses are free. They're available to anyone, any organisation, any person, any group. So if you're a company or you run a business where children are the focal point, or maybe a soccer club, whatever it may be, this could be really useful information, and it's online now. In the studio, Dr. Becky Shelley joins me. You've probably heard that
I have.
A few times now, Becky. Deputy Director at the Peter Underwood Centre. And Dr. Mike Gazzoni, a criminologist at the School of Social Sciences, who was among a group of major contributors for this short course. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So let's start with these courses. I mean, why did you decide to develop them? Where did this idea come from?
Yeah, thanks. We had the idea about 4 years ago, really, I guess, in the context of the Royal Commission, and thinking about how can we take the very best research and understanding about prevention and awareness and actually put it into the hands of the great partners that we have through the Centre for the Children's University Program. So that kind of seeded the idea, and then we worked really closely with a group of experts from across the University of Tasmania to say, you know, I mean, it's not my field of expertise, but it's certainly Mike's, to say, well, you know, what do we need to have in there so that a parent or a soccer coach or an interested community member can get a better appreciation of the key issues. And so the first issue is listen to children and young people, involve them in, you know, listen to what they're telling you about their experiences, going places and being in the world. And obviously, if anything, you know, gives you a sense of something that's wrong, you know, listen a bit further and take on board their suggestions for places that are going to feel safe for them and feel friendly for them. And then the second module is, which I'll hand over to Mike to talk about. The second module is much more about how, you know, how do we bust some of those myths and get a better understanding in a topic that, you know, we just can't shy away on. It's such an important issue.
Mm, absolutely. Well, Mike, how did you get involved? You lecture in child protection, among many other things, and you've kind of researched, or you've focused on safeguarding children within many institutions before. What made you want to get involved?
Yeah, thanks, Lucy. Well, firstly, I've worked with Becky before in other areas, and so Becky reached out to me and some of my other colleagues at the University of Tasmania to contribute to this program. And one of the main things is that from my own research, I see that there's need to, as Becky said, break down those myths and barriers. But in the research that I've done and in the teaching that I've done, I've seen that these kind of myths, so academics, we know that these are myths, they're still very much in the community. And so I thought, well, this is an opportunity to contribute by offering, you know, evidence-based research, breaking down barriers between the academy and the community, and therefore providing a service so that there's a greater opportunity for these misconceptions to be resolved, and then therefore for individuals to be able to recognise signs of abuse, have the confidence to know how to respond, and as well our hope is to help prevent abuse and to properly respond to information about abuse.
Do you think that's where we have been let down before, where we haven't had courses or education like this available to us?
Yeah, very much so. I think one of the other findings in the Royal Commission was that you can have a policy and you can have a code of conduct, and I think, you know, everyone is pretty much aware of that and up to speed and could tick a box on that. But unless you're engaging in continual learning and continual understanding about the issues, then it's, you know, it's not really going to stay top of mind. And I think all credit to, you know, so many of our partners and across government and everywhere, I think everyone is making steps in the right direction. And so these free courses are just one component that can add to the broader suite of initiatives. And I think so taken together, hopefully we're really turning the tide on this particular issue and having a much stronger lens on situational awareness and prevention and just reducing the risk. And we can all be part of creating safer communities in that way. And I feel really, you know, optimistic and pleased that we're able to contribute. Just, you know, it's a small component, but it's one additional resource to support this important issue.
And we'll talk about where people can access it soon, because it sounds like it's not just for people who have got a new job or new businesses. It's something where people need to maybe do this once a year or, you know, quite regularly. It's 23 past four. Lucy Braden with you on Drive, and I'm talking about child safety in two new courses that have recently been developed, available online now, with Dr. Becky Shelley from the Peter Underwood Centre and Dr. Mike Gazzoni, a criminologist at the School of Social Sciences at UTAS. But Mike, can we talk a little bit about the Royal Commission and what I guess you learnt from that, or what you took away from that in terms of contributing to these modules and some of those the big risks, I guess, to children nowadays?
Yeah, thanks, Lucy. One of the big findings of the Royal Commission is that we see cycles in terms of awareness of abuse, and then there's great efforts to prevent abuse, but then we see that attention moves on to other things. And this is not uncommon within criminology. We see that other crimes really rise to the prominence and others, are not really looked at in the same way. And so it's important for the safeguarding of children to constantly be on the radar. By extension, we need it for, it needs to be something that everyone is being involved in. So we see that in the past in institutions, it would be typically a certain number of people who would be an officer or would have a delegated role to, to be mindful of these things and to report these things. But we've seen that since the Royal Commission, it's been moved to, it's everyone's business, it's everyone's responsibility. In a similar way that we're seeing changes to how organisational safety broadly is now everyone's business, this is one of the leading concerns now in our society, that is looking after children, it's everyone's responsibility. So I think that's one of the main findings from the Royal Commission. But also it's the fact that in a number of instances, it was where people did not know what abuse was, did not recognise the signs, that unfortunately it meant that criminal concerns were not acted on and the authorities were not involved. And so that's why courses such as these are so important, because it's when people are educated and they have the confidence to know what to do. And that's another hindrance to the police being involved, is people just don't know what to do. It's understandable. It's uncomfortable. It's a serious concern. People freeze up. And so education is important in breaking down those hindrances to reporting as well.
And, if we think about recent cases that have happened or, with media coverage, you think, wow, this could have been caught out so many times, and unfortunately it hadn't. Becky Shelley, how do people get access, or how can they go and find this module, all these courses?
Yeah, thanks. So they're on the UTAS short course platform, and they've been bundled together. So if you search for Children's Rights and Safety Course Series, you'll see them there. And if you click through, there's two, the introductory unit, and the second one, which Mike and other experts worked on. Importantly also is there's research embedded within the short courses themselves, so people can voluntarily choose to participate in the research questions that are at the end of the course. And what's interesting with the research questions, they're not trying to inquire about how much you've learnt in the course. They're not a kind of assessment of impact of the course. But what they're trying to do is take a bit of a pulse check across the community of participants. Are we getting a better understanding of offending? Is our awareness increasing? So, and Mike can talk more about that research instrument, but I think that's also really exciting, because if we're doing all this effort and it's not making a difference, we need to know that as research and as people interested in this issue, so that we can do things better. So from end to end, I think it's I'm really excited about this contribution and the type of impact it might have.
Absolutely. And, who should do this course? It says this course is for members of the community who interact with children and would probably find it's most jobs, really, or most people. It doesn't have to be a job. It could be a soccer club or a footy club or anything like that. We are talking children's safety on Drive on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. 27 past four, Dr. Becky Shelley in the studio with me from the Peter Underwood Centre, Deputy Director, and Dr. Mike Gazzoni, criminologist at the School of Social Sciences. I did just want to ask you about that, Mike, about what Dr. Shelley was just saying in terms of even media coverage. We hear it a lot, like right on ABC, stories that are really confronting about what a child has gone through, or court cases, or the Royal Commission. What do you think about that? I mean, is it better to know this so we are all more aware?
It's a good question. I think that awareness is important in helping people engage. And I think in the past we've seen, Lucy, that because it's such a sensitive issue and a difficult issue to stomach, it's meant that in our society it's been brushed away or hidden. And we know that that was a contributing factor to so many people not being able to receive justice. And so though it is uncomfortable to talk about these things and to read about these things, the literature would say to us that it's important that we go through this process for the purpose of bringing things to light and helping people be safe. And I think, too, we can apply this to other areas of society as well. It's uncomfortable to talk about dementia, Parkinson's disease, any kind of health issue will likely raise similar concerns because it's unpleasant and horrible to talk about. But it's important that as a community we're aware of these things so that we can help each other, so that we can protect the vulnerable as well.
Mm. Great work, guys. This is so important. It's available now on utas.edu.au/study/short-courses. I'm sure there's an easier way to find it, though, than following that. I'm sure just pop in UTAS short courses and it will pop up for you. Two courses available. You can check them out now. Introduction to Children's Rights and Safety is one course, and Child Safety, Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention. Dr. Mike Gazzoni, a major contributor there, a criminologist at the School of Social Sciences, and Dr. Becky Shelley, who led the development of these modules, Deputy Director at the Peter Underwood Centre. Thank you to both of you for coming in and for talking about this.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Really appreciate it. It's 5:30.